July 9, 1903. The Christian's Calling. Ellen G. White. As given in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Study the first chapter of Ephesians and unite with the prayer of the great apostle. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Let none be zealous to exalt self and find fault with others. This has been done, and it has brought in coldness, indifference, hard-heartedness, and dissension. Let us pray for reconversion. Let us show sincere repentance, and the Lord will pardon our transgressions and forgive our sins. Power will come to us through connection with Christ. The conscience will find rest in Christ. He is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. As we believe him, we are changed into his likeness. His image is engraved on the heart. His love is reflected to the world in our words and deeds. Thus is revealed to the world the power that truth has to sanctify the receiver. Under the bright, glorious beams of Christ's righteousness, the human soul is made pure and holy. True religion ennobles the mind, refines the taste, sanctifies the judgment, and makes its possessor a partaker of the purity and influences of heaven. It brings angels near and separates more and more from the spirit and influence of the world. I point you to the words of the Apostle Paul in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. This whole chapter is a lesson that God desires us to learn and practice. The apostle beseeches us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Study the closing words of the chapter. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Too often those claiming to be Christians allow the enemy to gain access to their minds. They readily receive his suggestions, and this causes a dearth of spiritual power, and a great and a lamentable confusion. Mistakes are made, and precious golden moments are taken to remove the results of Satan's working. Shall we not confess the sins that have dishonored God, imperiled souls, and wasted the hours that ought to have been devoted to proclaiming present truth? God has called us to service as well as to right living. He requires all to do with faithfulness the duties of today. But these duties are much neglected by the majority of professed Christians. They shun the lowly and humble poor and self-denying, self-sacrificing work for Christ. Their supreme selfishness leads them to choose easier and more agreeable work.
It was not so with the majesty of heaven. When he whom angels worshipped, he who was rich in honor and glory, came to earth and found himself in fashion as a man, he did not hold himself aloof from the unfortunate, nor excuse himself from the hard, self-denying path he had entered upon as a teacher of righteousness. I came, the divine teacher said, to save that which was lost. It may not always be agreeable to unite with the Master and become co-workers with him in helping those who stand most in need of help. But this is the work that Christ did. He has given us an example, and he calls upon us to copy it. He would have us make known to others the exceeding riches of his grace. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Is the servant greater than his Lord? Should we shrink from our part in carrying out the eternal purpose of God for the salvation of sinners, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord? Awake to duty, my brethren and sisters. Watch for souls as they that must give an account. And God will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Mrs. E. G. White.